This is Report to Wyoming.
This show targets local issues that matter right here in Natrona County, where we talk to real people about their thoughts and ideas. This week, we're looking at infrastructure projects throughout the county and the state and how the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, or IIJA, passed by Congress last November, will impact Wyoming. This week, you'll hear from the discussion I had with Luke Reiner, the director of the Wyoming Department of Transportation, about the projects going on in the state and where money is being allocated. From highways to bridges to electric vehicles, you'll hear what WIDOT will be doing over the next few years with the hundreds of millions they've been given by the federal government.
Yeah, here's one of the things I think is important to realize about the IIJA. So, I'm not sure how familiar you are with how funding for roads works.
A little bit, but feel free to
explain
it.
So every 5 years or thereabouts, sometimes it's every six, the federal government comes up with what they call really, you know, a funding bill for highways. It's a transportation funding bill.
Uh-huh.
And it's money that they take from the Federal Highway Trust Fund, which is where your fuel tax, your federal fuel tax, not mm-hmm. state, but the federal fuel tax goes into the fund, the Highway Trust Fund. Then they give it back to the states in what they call formula money.
Uh-huh.
And so the IIJA is the most recent highway funding bill. And so the last one, and it's just been in place for almost a year now. It's, I think, signed in November of last year.
Yeah.
Right? So the funding bill we were on before that, you know, trivia, was the FAST Act. That's FAST, and it stood for Fixing America's Surface Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about, hey, what are you doing with the IIJA money? It's like, well, really, we're doing the same thing with the IIJA money that we did with the FAST Act. Because for us, it's a highway funding bill. It's no different for us.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about IIJA for the nation is the fact that it includes a bunch of other infrastructure money. And for example, it's got money in there for, I think, city water systems and sewer systems and broadband expansion. All type of stuff that we really don't deal with, but it's in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of what's different about this bill than prior transportation funding models, if that makes sense. So then you get back to, well, how are you doing with IIJA? Well, here's the good news with IIJA. There is about $100 million more a year for 5 years under IIJA than we received per year under the FAST Act.
Mm-hmm.
So over the five-year life of IIJA, we get about $500 million more dollars than we did under the 5 years of the FAST Act.
Okay.
And,
gotcha.
Okay. And that's our primary funding, Sam, for how we maintain our roads and bridges across the state. We take that money from IIJA, and typically we have to match it. 90-10 is the match. So they give us $90, we throw in 10, and you get 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so we operate under what we call a STIP, or a State Transportation Improvement Plan, and that lists all of our projects. And it's, you know, it goes 5 or 6 years out. It's dynamic. You know, we move stuff in and out of there depending on how much money we have and, you know, based on sort of priorities, because sometimes things happen to our roads and we got to adjust. But that's what we do with the IIJA money, is we maintain the residents of Wyoming, our roads and bridges.
Okay. Gotcha. And is the $225 million for bridges, is that something you usually get, or is that also...
Yeah, so, okay, so then we switched to now there's some nice extra money that came with the IIJA bill, specifically for a couple things. But let's just talk bridges for a sec.
Sure.
So, obviously, you've done your homework, I guess, is there in those talking points. But we did get an extra $225 million over the 5 years. So that's $45 million a year that specifically has to go to bridges. Now, there are some other caveats with that money. The first was that at least 15% of that had to go to local entities, and think in terms of local as counties or municipalities, right, or some other agency. They just can go on to the state supported system, the transportation system that I and my team is responsible for. We work closely with the municipalities and the counties, and worked with their list, and really in the end, about 30% of the available revenue went out to local bridges. So that was a nice deal for the locals. Now, the other rule that's applied for that, besides what has to go to locals, you have to fix the worst bridges first, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And so they really had to be in poor condition for us to even consider them. And so it's been a fantastic opportunity for us to address the worst bridges in Wyoming, and we're taking full advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And our bridges will be better because of it, and all of our bridges, because we all travel all of the roads in the state.
Right.
Okay. Now, in terms of other money coming from IDJA, you've probably heard about electric vehicles or mm-hmm. the NEVI plan, the National Electrical Vehicle Infrastructure Plan. So we will get about $25 million there over 5 years. And that we can get no money there until we have a plan that's approved by the federal government.
Right. And I think I spoke with someone about that you guys are trying to say that they don't need to be every 50 miles, but every 100 because of how things are spaced out, and they don't have to be a mile out because of how things are. I did something about that, so I am familiar with the
electric. You're exactly right. So we're basically saying, hey, 50 miles, we think we can go further.
Yep.
And if there's a station in a town that's 1.2 miles away, we think we should ask for a waiver for that, because 1 mile, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Right. So bridges, electric vehicles, and then we did get a bunch of money for aeronautics, which about $250 million again over the 5 years, $50 million a year. And Sam, YDOT owns no airports, and we maintain no airports. But what we do is we serve as a pass-through entity, and we have a commission that basically sort of allocates and sort of prioritizes where that money goes in terms of support to local airports or airports around the state, because they're all owned by some other entity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, again, was nice money. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'd share with you that the other thing that's in IDJA,
mm-hmm.
and it gets complex really fast.
That's what I'm talking to.
It is a huge, huge list of grants that are available. And in fact, the list is so big that we actually had to take a person and say, you're going to be our grant guru. So make sure we understand what all these grants are. And we stood up a website, which you could go to and look at. But it's really important, because a lot of these grants are available to other entities besides YDOT, like local cities or counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, we want to make sure that everybody knows about that money. And if they want to avail themselves and apply for a grant, that they know how and they know where.
Okay. And is that taking money from the highway money, the $420 million you get a year, or is that from...
Yeah, no, that wouldn't come from the highway money. That's separate grants that are out there. So it could be, you know, maybe an example would be there's some, maybe a grant to put in a bike pathway, or, you know, a grant to maybe fix a special road that you might have. But it's not money from our normal allocation, which is what's key about it. It's money that, because most of the times, local municipalities cannot get a grant from the transportation funding mechanism. This year you can. Under IDJA, you can, and that's a key and significant difference. And so that's why it's really important to get the word out. The governor's office also has been working that really hard, and I think really well, in terms of putting the message out about, hey, listen, there's extra money out here, and here's how you get that. Point of contact to the governor's office is a guy by the name of Rob Krieger.
Yeah, I spoke to him already, actually.
So he's doing a great job.
Yeah, no, he seems to know what he's talking about. For the grants, do you know how much money there is to give out and how long it's available for?
Well, the total amount of money is huge, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's very large.
In the billions?
It's multi-billions.
Oh, okay.
But it's all divided in little pots. And so you got to do the research of, hey, am I eligible for this sort of certain, bowl of money? And if so, then how do I go about getting it?
Gotcha. And do you know, like, I'm in Casper. Do you know if, like, the city of Casper or Natrona County has applied for any of those grants?
I think the best way to do it would be to ask them. So Casper is what's called Metropolitan Planning Organization, or an MPO for short.
Uh-huh.
We actually have two of those in the state. One is Casper, the other is Cheyenne. And it's all based on, you got to have at least 60,000 population.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's special pots of money available to them. They don't have to let us know. And so we may or may not have visibility. We'd like to know, but we may not. And so I would say right now, I don't want to speak on behalf of the MPO.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. And I'm guessing the same is true for Cheyenne. You're not sure?
That would be true.
Okay. Yep. Do you know if any grants have been given out through that, or?
I think it's probably still pretty early in the process, because some of these rules came out recently and others still aren't even out. So I think my recommendation to you is, as the year goes by and we get into the first part of next year,
mm-hmm.
that we just start trying to track. Now, Rob is the guy who, if there's a grant given out on IDJA, I'm pretty sure he'll have the complete snapshot of it. And if you already talked to him, then you probably know. But we just are trying to track sort of what's happening here with us.
Okay. Do you know when the grant process opened up?
It depends on what grant. So there's some grants that are open. For example, I think we told you that YDOT had actually applied for a couple grant projects using the RAISE grant, which was Rebuilding America Infrastructure and Sustainability and Equity is what that stands for. And also there's an INFRA grant, which is out there, which is Infrastructure for Rebuilding America. And then there's a rural grant out there. And we're using those grants to try and finish the planning for our I-80, I-25 interchange. And the other one we're looking at is to put in more passing lanes between Casper and Shoshone, because we think that's pretty key. Now, I'll tell you, the nice thing about these grants in those two cases is they're enabling us to do something that we probably normally would not be able to do, because we just don't have enough money. And so it's allowing us to put in those passing lanes and hopefully finish up the design on that intersection. I do share that, we're short enough in revenue that our guidance to ourselves and what we've told our stakeholders is that what we're going to work on in terms of roads is maintaining the assets that we currently have. And we're really not going to get into system expansion in terms of what we call you know, capacity or mobility, and you get some technical, you know, transportation terms. But think about it, expansion. We just don't have the money to do that. Mm-hmm. And so the putting in for those grants, like the passing lanes, gives us really hopefully the ability to do some things that we know we need to do that we just don't have the fiscal resources to do as we
speak. Okay. Do you know roughly like what or what kind of expansions you would like to do if you had the money?
Well, actually, we do. There's a list of about 10 projects. Mm-hmm. I'd have to actually do some research. I mean, I have to go back, but we published them a couple, probably maybe about a year and a half ago, maybe, mm-hmm. About, hey, here's a list of items we are just going to put on the table for now. Not that we don't ever want to do them, and not that they aren't important, because they are, but we just don't have the fiscal resources to do it. And that's really in terms of, you know, our ability to make state match and the ability to just really have the resources to do it. And so, but I think we could get you that. We can get you the list, because
that would be great.
Yeah. But both of the I-80, I-25 interchange was on there, as was the passing lanes. And I think, like, there's passing lanes on 59. Mm. There's the road coming south out of Sheridan. There's a road down here in Cheyenne, what we call the Sweetwater Grass Development, which is a future 5-lane for a new housing development. We're just saying, hey, all important, but we just don't have the revenue right now to do that. Mm.
Okay, gotcha. In terms of, I guess, maintaining, do you know if you're using any of the funds from the IDJA for what's going on in Yellowstone, like the repairs and restoration they're doing there after the flooding?
Yeah. The short answer there is right now, I don't think we'll be using any IDJA money for that.
Okay.
We do, to the best of my knowledge, currently qualify for what they call ER, or emergency relief funds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working closely with Federal Highway in that regard. I would share with you that the YDOT team up there in what we call District 5, mm-hmm. which is, you know, in this case, is the crews out of Cody, did a phenomenal job of saving a Wyoming infrastructure. And there's two bridges that they actually had to go up there during the height of the storm with a trackhoe. And there's a whole bunch of debris on the upriver side, you know, like trees and logs and that type of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they got that and they pulled it off because it's put so much pressure onto the bridge. We just didn't want to lose the bridge, and so that was you know, well done for them. And I it's probably worth mentioning in this regard that YDOT actually doesn't maintain the roads in the park. So we own everything, you know, up to the park and around the park in Wyoming. But within the park itself, those are federal roads, because it's a federal park.
Right.
And so it's a federal responsibility to maintain those roads.
Okay, gotcha. But the areas surrounding it, you guys are responsible.
Right, yeah. So like and we have damage that we're working on. Specifically, most of it for us was, I think, what we call Highway 14/20/26, which is the road that comes out of the east entrance of Yellowstone and runs down to Cody. So it's the main entrance, you know, from Cody into the park, and it's used a lot. The other one we always think about is the southern entrance, which is the one that's really north of Jackson and right, you know, right in close proximity to Teton National Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, for the money you guys are getting for bridges, if that'll be used for repairing or rebuilding any of the bridges that were damaged in the flooding?
Yeah, probably. Again, those would be emergency relief funds, which are special mm-hmm. funds the government makes available for us to fix, you know, disaster type response to a disaster caused damage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gotcha.
So the IDJA money really will be going to maintaining what we have.
Okay. And in terms of bridges, you said that they had to be used for the like lowest quality first and then make your way up. Do you know, like, of the bridges in Wyoming, where they lie on, like, a quality scale, I guess? I don't know if you can...
Yeah, I tell you, here's generically, I think, how I would describe that.
Uh-huh.
We have always paid a lot of attention to bridges. Bridges are pretty key, right? If a bridge falls down when you're on it, it's a bad day for everybody.
Yeah.
And so we've worked really hard to keep our bridges in good shape. That being said, there's still poor bridges that were out there, but our percentage of poor bridges is actually pretty low. And so this is a nice effect to us to even tackle that low percentage. So, you know, my message to traveling public is, hey, don't worry about the bridges. They're in good shape. And if we find one that's not, we'll do an emergency repair on it. An example of that, 2 years ago, we had what's called a fractured critical beam on the bridge over the Snake River right west of Jackson on Highway 22, which is the main artery that goes up over the hill into Idaho, over Teton Pass. And so we had what's called load rate that bridge. In other words, nothing heavy could go over it. And then we let an emergency contract and fixed it because it's key. It's a key transportation asset. And we want it to be safe, and we know the road needs to be open.
Okay. That's good. Do you know what percentage of bridges are, like, low or poor quality?
You know, Sam, I don't have that on the tip of my tongue, but we'll get that to you.
Okay.
Because yes, I've seen some current stats, but I don't want to give you bad data, so I just need to pull that up and get.
No worries.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was just curious what percentage that is, and I'll
sure.
Look into it myself, but just curious how that relates to other states. Okay. And then so the money for like water and sewer, is that handled by YDOT or is that
it's not, and really couldn't speak to it.
Okay, gotcha. It's other groups. Same thing with broadband, I'd imagine.
Same thing with broadband, right?
Gotcha. And the amount of money that was given out in this bill, do you know when the last time Wyoming received like the money for bridges?
Well, it's ongoing. I mean, we're getting money as we speak. So that $45 million, that's available to us this year. And then the other portion, I think we said we're getting about 400, getting about 420 in standard. Actually, I think about 340 in what we call surface transportation. Part of that is going to bridges, and we have that already. So the nice thing about the IDJA is we get, you know, when we said we're getting about $420 million, which is a combination of the $340 and then the extra money that comes in, it's here with us, and we're spending it as we speak.
Okay, gotcha.
When you drive it, like, you know, I'm sure you've been out of Casper there, you go, you know, south by Douglas, there's a big construction project, mm-hmm. that's being funded by IDJA.
Hmm. Okay, gotcha. Is that, do you know what other projects you guys are working on currently with IDJA funding?
Well, probably every project that we have across the state. So, we're currently, you know, this summer we'll do between 90 and 100 projects. And you know, the guys, if you're interested, we'll be happy to send you a map of the current construction projects.
Yeah, that would be...
Because we just sort of keep that handy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll just send you that roadmap. Because it's, you know, it's not a bad thing to know, especially if you're going to take your family camping. You know, you might want to take a, you know... we'd encourage you to go through the construction zone and admire the fine work that's being done.
Uh-huh.
But some people, it might slow them down, so then they might want to take a detour.
Yeah, I may have come across a few construction zones that tend to slow things down. I may have come across a few ones that slowed me down, but, you know,
Sure. It's all part of maintaining the system.
Do you know, like, I know for Casper, it, you know, they have almost just enough money just to maintain things. Do you know what the cost is to maintain the roads in Wyoming?
Well,
not even to, like, fix stuff, but just to, you know, keep it at its current state.
You know, we, I can only speak for WIDOT.
Sure.
I don't know,
no,
when you're talking the counties or, like, Cheyenne, I don't have good visibility with that. You know, I'll tell you that we, you know, at WIDOT, we'll spend, you know, our budget this year on roads is going to be about $400 million, you know, less than about. And that's for the construction side of the house. And we'll spend about another $100 million or so maintaining. And that's, you know, guardrail and potholes and small asphalt fills and snow plowing. You know, all those things that sort of factor into what does it take to maintain and keep the roads passable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do expect that from WIDOT, and the men and women out there in those orange trucks, you know, take that pretty seriously about pushing snow out of the way so you can go in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Right. And is that money you're allocated, that's just from, like, the state money. That's not, that doesn't speak to the IGM money.
Yeah, Sam, that's right. The maintenance money,
uh-huh,
when we talk about snow plowing and fixing guardrails, that is all state money. Cannot use, it's one of those sort of rules that are out there that we live with, is you cannot use federal money to maintain a road.
Okay.
So we just, we can use it to sort of refurbish or replace or reconstruct, you know, depending on, you know, what you're going to do to the road or what it needs, and that's what our engineers figure out.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to snow plowing and or putting, you know, material in potholes, that's state money.
Okay. Is that, do you know if the same applies to, like, the grants that cities apply for?
Yeah, the grants and local government typically does not go to maintain either. Now, there may be some out there that you can, and it would be sort of outside of my knowledge base.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gotcha. Just curious. Okay. I think that's mostly it. Do you know, like, you said that the IGM money is, you know, with the extra money tacked on is more than you usually get. Do you know if when the last time money like this was distributed to Wyoming from the federal government?
Sure. Well, I tell you, Sam, this is probably there was a time probably in 2000, and I just lost the term. It was during the Obama administration. Was it called ARPA? It's not ARPA, but it was we did get a spike during, I believe it was early during the Obama administration. I was not in this job.
Uh-huh.
ARA.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had a nice, and I'd have to look back and see what the numbers were there, but there is a big spike in what they gave to transportation departments then, and that was an effort to get people to work.
Uh-huh.
And put money back into the system. But other than that, you know, the money is about as high as we've ever seen. Now, here's the one thing I'll tell you, Sam, is it's actually really helpful this year because, as you know, inflation is out there.
Yeah.
And the inflation in the construction is north of 20%.
Yeah.
And you see summers like 21, 25. But anyway, it's higher than 20.
Mm-hmm.
And so the IGM money is, a lot of it is going to, you know, not necessarily new projects or that we hadn't planned on doing, but making sure we have enough money to complete the projects we plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, it probably couldn't come at a better time.
Uh-huh.
And it is helping us out a lot. You know, certainly if it wasn't for inflation, the money would go further, but we're happy it's here because it does let us sort of complete the jobs we plan to do.
This has been Report to Wyoming, presented in the public interest by Town Square Media.